on my desktop, and time was standing still. I was sick, I was tired of waiting, I was looking for a thrill. Gotta be a power solution, or something that will scream my impact satisfaction, a realistic dream. It's 3D for the new world. It's 3D for the new world. I need deep in 3D. Texture and convolute, I'm gonna rotate and spin. These graphics so damn realistic, oh, I think it's a sin. Now I'm seeing virtual reality, is it liquor or is it truth? Am I seeing advanced 3D graphics, or just too much vermouth? It's 3D for the new world. It's 3D for the new world. Knee deep in 3D. Knee deep in 3D. On my desktop, the time was standing still. I was sick and tired of waiting, I was looking for a thrill. Gotta be a power solution, something that will scream my impact satisfaction, a realistic dream. 3D for the new world. 3D for the new world. Be deep in 3D. Deep in 3D. A knee deep in 3D. Knee deep in 3D.
Quran for Little Muslims is a production of Anur for Islamic Arts. Our goal is to provide you with only the highest quality entertaining and educational products that build and strengthen your children's Muslim identity. In Quran for Little Muslims, we sought to present the spirit of these short surahs, the first surahs our children learn. In addition to memorization, Quran for Little Muslims help children realize the practical application of the Holy Quran in their daily lives. We welcome your comments about this first-of-its-kind production of Quran for Children. Look for other Nur Art releases on audio cassette, the best-selling children's Islamic songs, We Are Muslims, and We Are Muslims Too. Please help support future Islamic productions for your children by buying only original works. Call us toll-free at 1-888-442-5687. And look for Anur for Islamic Art Productions in the future as Nur Art Productions. Assalamu alaikum.
I live my life. Feeling good. the First Lady of Las Vegas on Radio Valencia.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, oh, you're laughing, and that sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain, stop your sighing. Cause he's the sheik of Sicily. Oh, his love belongs to me. At night when I'm asleep, into my tent he'll creep. And the stars that shine above will light our way. Cheeky man, that's who we be. Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Thank you. crazy things. Utica Club is where it really swings. Utica Club.
Silly songs back in those days.
Oh, they wrote some silly songs. Look at this one. It was done by Ishka Bibble with the old professor, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all.
Come on, chill and yes, dance.
Come on, Evie. Let's dive into that itty bitty poo.
All right, with the three itty fitties.
Down in the meadow with the itty bitty poo. Fancy itty fitties in the mama fitty foo. Fim said the mama fitty fim if you fam. And they fam, fam, fam all over the dam.
A boop, boop, did em, bottom, want em, shoo.
A boop, boop, did em, bottom, want em, shoo. A boop, boop, did em, bottom, want em, shoo. And they fam, fam, fam all over the dam.
Oh, words of wisdom, right?
Right.
Those time-worn memories seem so fantastically swell. Well, I guess only time will tell.
What do you say we go over and talk with our guest? All right, Evie?
Upset the blanket, all torn, as you wish you were dead. when you see me cry. Tears falling from my eyes. Words you don't try, girl. Just to make you realize you gotta be home.
Step up the old rope road, the Diego Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Chasing me all over town. Psycho chicken.
It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
There's not a man can help me. They only make it worse. Tried and tried for years on end to try to break this curse. This curse was cast upon me by a madman's dying breath. Feel his hands around my throat as he dragged me to my death. And the devil sends the hellhounds for me, boys. The devil sends the hellhounds for me. Hellhounds come calling, they're out at my door. I wish they'd come and claim me, I can't take this anymore. Tonight I lie with a box of more and brothel drenched in beer. Only the devil will understand or really know my fear. They chase me through the dark streets just screaming out my name. The more I try to run away, the more it seems in vain. They chase me to the dark wood down by the riverside. But I wish they'd come and claim me, cause forever I can't hide. And the devil sends the hellhounds for me, boys. The devil sends the hellhounds for me. But the owl is in my head. The devil's in the corner, he's laughing in my face. And they drag me screaming through the night to my final resting place. They smash my head wide open, they rape and torture me. They put a rope around my neck and hang me from the tree. They flog me with the nine tails, they hang me out to dry. So the ghosts can feed upon my bones and make sure that I die. And the devil sends the hellhounds for me, boys. The devil sends the hellhounds for me.
And I approve this message.
Find it when I ask the why.
The name of this story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going.